It's a familiar matchup in the NBA Finals, the Boston Celtics versus the LA Lakers. After all, how can we forget 2008?
And after a 22-year absence, the Boston Celtics are NBA champions once again.
Celtics fans hope for something similar this year as Game 1 of this year's NBA Championship Series kicks off tonight in L.A., 9 p.m. Eastern. The Lakers, led by star guard Kobe Bryant, have scored at least 100 points in 10 straight games, but tonight they go up against the vaunted Celtics defense. For a preview of the series, we spoke with Peter May, who covers the Celts for ESPNBoston.com. We caught up with him as he was heading to the airport for his flight to L.A.
I'm happy to join you.
Peter, the Celtics were lackluster for the regular season, and you wrote a few days back that they've basically been transformed in the playoffs. Your word, how so?
They're healthy, number one, or as healthy as they're going to be, which was a problem all year long with them. The big thing now is that they are able to play defense the way they want to play it and the way they have been known to play it, especially 2 years ago when they won the championship.
You know, so much of playoff basketball is both physical and psychological, and let me stay on the physical side here for a second. Do these guys have enough left in the tank to get this done?
I think so. They're benefiting enormously from the scheduling that the NBA uses. They clinched last Friday against Orlando, so they'll have played one game in 9 days. The long rest will definitely help them. Then it gets a little bit dicier because they play every other day. I do think they have enough left in the tank, but I think by the end of the finals, they're gonna be running on fumes no matter what happens.
All right, the psychological side. Does this team want this enough to win it?
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's an issue at all. They've shown that in the playoffs by the way they've played. The psychological part of it, a lot of that drama is going to be raised by Phil Jackson, the Lakers coach, who's already started making little comments here and there about how physical the Celtics play.
And we were talking about defense a few minutes ago. Can the Celtics D stop Kobe?
No, they can't stop him, but they're going to make it interesting for him like they did 2 years ago. I expect them to mix it up a lot, throw double teams at Kobe, try to make it difficult for him by giving him different looks.
And is defense the key to the Celtics coming out of this on the other side with the trophy?
Yes, no question about it. And I think that the Lakers are in for a bit of a revelation based on the series that they just played, where neither side played defense. And they averaged, I think, 113 points a game against Phoenix in the 6 games of the Western Conference Finals, and they ain't going to get anywhere near that against Boston.
Finally, Peter May, let me ask you, these two teams have met 11 times in the NBA Finals. The Celts have won 9 of them. Will they make it 10?
You know, if I knew that, I'd be in Vegas right now instead of on my way to the airport. But I think they have a good chance, Bob. I do. They've taken out the two best regular season teams in the league so far in the playoffs, done so in 6 games, done so without the home court advantage. It would not surprise me if they did it again, but it would not surprise me if they didn't. The Lakers are a very, very good team.
If you change your ticket at the last minute and head to Vegas instead of L.A., let us know, will you?
Well, I will. If I know the result, I'll definitely call you.
Peter May, thank you very much. Peter May covers the Celtics for ESPNBoston.com. Again, thanks, Peter.
You're very welcome. Happy to do it.